Success Systems presents an opportunity to change your life, starring you and your dreams. What do you want from life? Nothing is impossible. You have the power of choice because the doctor is in to write a prescription to cure what ails you. And now, here he is to make a house call for you, Raphael, the Doctor Love.
Hello and welcome to the Doctor Love Show. My name is Raphael Love. I am the doctor. Today, we're going to be discussing the wall, or more or less in the 100-day challenge. We're faced with many different difficulties. I spoke to one person just today, as a matter of fact, who was really excited about doing the 100-day challenge, but then they had the mishap of breaking a toe. All I can say in that situation is you can more or less have a decision to make. Whether or not you want to start the challenge from the beginning to complete it through the entire 100 days, or do you want to just pick up where you left off? I really honestly believe it's up to the individual which path you choose. For some, they feel as though they already have put in effort and energy into the task at hand, and they just want to complete the task. Meanwhile, there's others, such as myself, who believe that if you develop the momentum of going day in, day out, you benefit in the long run. Whatever you choose is really up to you. I honestly believe that anything you decide to do, your little voice is going to tell you you can't do it. So what you need to do is just fight through it. In the case of this individual, I let them know that it really is up to them whether they start over or stop, heal, and then continue on from where they left off. Now, onto the wall. The wall is a place where athletes have a tendency to see more often than most. It's that point at which where your body begins to tell you that it has had enough versus what your mind is saying, oh, we can keep going. Where the two differences of thought cross, that's called the wall. In life, we're faced with many things that represent walls for us, such as a friend who you borrowed the money from you and then never paid you back, and then you run into that person again. That can be considered a wall for some because they feel as though they shouldn't have to try and get that money back, that person should just go ahead and be upfront and just handle it. I've been that person before on both sides of that coin. I've been both the person who borrowed the money and the lender. So I have mixed emotions about both scenarios. However, what I would say is this, given where I am now, both financially and emotionally, psychologically, all that good stuff, I think I would handle the situation this way. Being the lender, I would more or less say, hey, how you doing? Conversation. And then mention it. Listen, do you remember that money that you borrowed? I would really appreciate it if you paid it back. Or option two, in the same scenario as the lender, hey, I know something must have came up for you not to have paid that money back. I'm not going to worry about it. So consider it a done deal. I don't want to feel awkward whenever I see you or have a conversation with you about some outstanding money. Of course, that would purely depend on the amount loaned out. Let's get this straight now. Purely depend on the amount loaned out. On the contrary, though, being the borrower, as it were, you have an opportunity to clear the air and state your intention and put the person at ease one way or the other. It's those moments of silence between two individuals where money is the driving issue behind a lot of conflict between people. Either it's money owed, not knowing where the money is going, or just plain old, I lent you this money, when you gonna pay me back? The way to overcome most of those challenges, and with a lot of situations that happen outside of money, when you hit the wall, is communication. Your communication to yourself or your communication to the individuals involved. If you can, have the clarity of mind to stop and think for a second before you speak, even to yourself, you have a tendency to work through those scenarios and situations. These are things that can improve your life one little nugget at a time. Remember, the doctor doesn't pass judgment. He only makes observations and provide you nuggets for you to help improve your life. And hopefully also give you some motivation so that you can get out there and rock and roll, baby. Handle some business and make your life a better place for yourself and for those around you. That's all for now. Dr. Love, signing off.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Love Show. If you want more of the doctor, you can find him in iTunes at RaphaelLove.com. Be sure to give us feedback and let him know what you want to hear more about. He does this show for you, so if you like it, text a friend. And if you don't, let him know so he can fix it up. Here's to achieving all your dreams. The doctor is out.